So, let's get into the Word of God today. Amen? This week's message called One Nation Under God? Question is going to be a two-week message. I did not know that before I started to put it all together, but it's going to be. So I'm asking you, especially online, don't tune out, because I think I've got some good things to say. I've just got to get by some things to be able to say it. But I've got to set everything up. And listen, I need to be honest today. Before we get started today, there's a possibility that your Facebook stream and your YouTube stream could go blank. I'm not trying to make conspiracy theories or things like that. What I want you to know is it's happening all over our nation with anybody who is speaking out at this moment. And so I just want you to know, if that happens, we will find a way to stream from our church on in a different way to do that. It'll be expensive to do that, but we will do that. So please, but they're not going to quiet me down, and they're not going to censor what I believe I have the right to say as an American and a Christian American. And so I've tried in my preparation to take the steps so that that won't happen, but I want you to know that it is a possibility that it could happen. And if it does, at least today, our full message from today will be on our website, www.abundantlivingchurch.org, after it's been recorded. And know this, that should our feed ever get shut down, we will make sure that we do something to make sure that that feed is kept live. And so let's get into this today. We have a new administration, praise God. And I heard a wonderful speech on Wednesday about unity, about peace, about how we should all just come together as a country. And I loved it. I loved what I heard. I loved the words that I heard. But as I'm listening to them, I'm saying, well, God, how does that happen? How do we come together as Americans? How do we have unity in a country that has been torn apart? And I've been married church long enough, and in church relationships long enough, in ministry relationships, to know that unity cannot happen outside of each person having a chance to talk and the other person listening. I'm not saying take everything that the other person says. I'm saying everything has to come to the table. And I cannot see that happening in the future of our nation for believers, for people who believe in Jesus Christ and preach the gospel. I cannot see that happening. Why? Because I've not seen it happen in the past. Make no mistake, President Joe Biden is the president of the United States. I'm going to tell you for a little while. Not because I think Trump is coming back. I don't believe Trump is coming back. But I do believe that President Biden is what we would call a token president. I do believe that he was put in place by a much bigger scheme with a much bigger picture than he himself, and I don't think he understands that. And I think the things that he says, he does mean from his heart. I think that he's a good Catholic man, but I think that in the midst of having all of that Catholicism, that he doesn't really understand Jesus Christ in a lot of different ways and what God has said. If you've noticed, Mrs. Pelosi has been very vocal in the last few months, in this year, about the 25th Amendment. Removing a president because he is no longer fit to serve. Now, she knew when she brought that 25th Amendment up to the United States people that there was no way that she could remove President Trump because he was not unfit and because they didn't have anything that our news tells us that they have on him. I just want you to know that. But she wanted the American people, I feel this with all of my heart, she wanted the American people to get used to hearing the term the 25th Amendment. I also believe that she will invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Joe Biden from the presidency, saying that he is senile or some other form of unfitness to serve, because if you know anything about the plans of socialism and communism that were started against America a very long time ago, back in the 80s, then you know that Kamala Harris fits much into more of those plans that portion of America has than President Joe Biden does. Now, I believe that what I'm saying is true. You do not have to believe it. I just don't know the time frame of it all. Will they remove him this year? Will they remove him in the next 3 months? They've already filed impeachment. President Joe Biden is being impeached at this moment, or at least the process is in place. And they have more proof on President Joe Biden than they ever did on President Trump, because out of his mouth in 2018, he said, I did quid pro quo. I did tell Ukraine that I'm leaving in 6 hours with these billions of dollars. You are not getting it if you do not remove this person from office. And they did remove the person from office, and that's how Hunter Biden was put into place and made millions of dollars. And it's all from his mouth. You can watch the videos. He said it. And so there's impeachment. I don't know if the Democrats will let that go through. They have more power than anybody has right now, so who knows? But I want you to know, I don't believe President Joe Biden's going to be in place very long. I need to watch what I'm saying here, and I'm trying to be very careful. Let me tell you that this evil woman is more of a danger to what you and I are doing today, church, than most people know. Pastor, you just said you weren't going to judge anyone, and you call her evil? The Bible says that we should not judge, but it says that we can judge the fruit. I do not know Kamala Harris as a person, but I do know the things that she has voted for. That record is very clear. She has voted for things that I won't call evil, but God has called evil. Late-term abortion, up to the point of, I believe if I have this right, check my facts, 5 minutes after birth, that child can still be aborted. That's murder. This is what she believes. There are other things that she has voted for. I'm not going to get into that because I'm not going to trash a person. She is our vice president. I will pray for her. I will believe that God's going to touch her heart. I will pray for President Joe Biden while he's in and pray for his heart as well to be turned to God. But I also pray against the things that they want to do in America because they are not godly. I'm being very cautious in what I'm saying and things like that, so please understand if I skip through things. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 2:1-3, therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. So as I said, I will pray every day for the president. I will pray every day for the vice president. Pray for their safety. Pray for their safety and for their families. But I will also pray that their actions that come against the gods of the word of God does not come to fruition. Because once again today, I will show you that from his first day in office, the things that we are seeing already signed in place are total evil against the word of God. And already some of you are ticked off at me. But I ask you to please continue to just this message. And if it doesn't make just a little sense, then you never have to join us again. And maybe you need to join a church that doesn't preach the truth, things that I'm bringing out. I can tell you that you won't see me putting nasty and vile things on Facebook and Twitter that belittle this president, like some of you have done in the last 4 years, which is shameful. In fact, I cannot tell you how many meetings I've had with people who have visited our church and seen things on Facebook and have come to me. I've had leadership call me and say, Ken, what is going on with some of your people on Facebook? And I simply say, listen, anything that they bring out does not reflect the message of this church or the heart of this church. They have their rights. There's nothing I can do about that. Block them, shut them down. And I've done that. I've cleared my Facebook. I don't need to watch all that stuff, and I don't want to be a part of it. Listen, folks, we have a freedom right now online. There are buttons that you can press that'll take care of those things if you don't agree with people, but we are still brothers and sisters in Christ. So let that not separate us as the family of God. Point in hand, and I need to build my process before I get to the message that's really going to be next week. 4 years ago, we had elected a man in office, whom I do not believe was a believer. But he seemed to support the spirit of this country and what you and I are here to do as believers. I'm not saying that you needed to like him, but we do need to recognize what he did for us as believers and as Americans. And if he was at fault for anything, it was that he wasn't a politician. And I'm thankful for that. And so are you, whether you want to admit it or not, because he didn't play the game that everybody else plays, and he was hated for it. And from the moment that he took office, they tried to kick him out of office. As far as finances, it was the best times that our country has seen in a very long time. The trade agreements and the partnerships across the globe that were detrimental to us as a country were taken away, which let me say that we entered back into them just 4 days ago, fully again. Most people don't understand why our fuel was so cheap. It's because of the opening of our resources here in America that we could go back to fracking and drilling for oil on the ground that we own. Under President Barack Obama, those fields have been closed to American companies and open to outside interest. Foreign countries were coming to drill for our oil. Now, I know that the media would tell you that this isn't true, but you do the research. Stop listening to the media. This is all found on responsible pages and places. You can find this in print if you're willing to look and do the work. The lowest jobless numbers, more Americans at work. The highest percentage of jobs created in our country. Big companies that had taken their endeavors overseas brought back those endeavors and operating in America. The economy, the best it has ever been. I texted my boys this week with a picture of my retirement fund perspective from December. It was so good that if I had the age and the Lord released me from this church, I could retire now and be very comfortable. But as I texted to my boys, this isn't going to last long. And right now I'm trying to figure out how I protect those funds because I know that they're going to be torn down in a very short time. I see the writing on the wall. The unemployment rate was almost cut in half. And let's not forget the lowest jobless numbers for African Americans and Latinos. Oh, gee, this white racist president did that? You check the figures. And don't go to CNN and don't go to ABC to do it. 148 stock market highs over only 4 years. The Dow Jones in April 2020 had its best since 82 years. It gained over 50% in the last 4 years, and that is counting the COVID situation. Trust me, I made out on that venue pretty good as well. Think about the COVID situation. There has never been a vaccine, as far as I could tell, that was created in my studies, that was created in less than 3 years. Now we are having problems getting it. Yes, I don't care, I'm not taking it. Did you know that, I'm sorry that I haven't researched this enough, but I will, that when you take this vaccine, there is some form of release that you either sign or make notice of that you have no actions in the future to come against these companies for anything that this might do. I'm good. But the fact is, nobody has ever been able to make this happen in history. Listen to this, Christians, listen to me, Christians. Three conservative Supreme Court justices. Church, that is huge for you and I. But again, it appears that our new president might search a way to, this is his own words, to negate that. He might put other people, he might make the Supreme Court bigger so that no longer do the conservatives have the majority. I don't know how he'll do that, but I've seen it done in the past and things, so I know that it can happen. He and the vice president were very vocal about making that happen during the election. 300 federal judges who see our Constitution as it has been written, not how they think it should be written or what they think it should say, have been put into place. This is huge for the believers. The border issue, it should be of great concern. And maybe you and I don't see it as important because we don't live in Texas, but talk to those in Texas and New Mexico who lose loved ones every year. And we're paying to keep these people who have come in illegally. I don't understand it. In my studies, I have found that 453 miles have been built over the last 4 years of the wall. Doggone it all, this promised me 500 miles. What a slacker. Oh, by the way, that wall has stopped being worked on 4 days ago. I don't have time to talk about the UN. I don't have time to talk about the unfair treatment that we used to receive while paying for it all. The military buildup, oh my gosh. ISIS, they own no property right now in any countries. That's going to come back. They're going to take over. We do need to talk about Israel because as believers, this is so important to you and I, that Jerusalem has been recognized as the capital city of Israel and that Golan Heights are under Israeli authority. And if you need support for that action because you somehow can't see the importance. Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless you, that's talking to Israel, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Psalm 122:6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, may they prosper who love you. Isaiah 41:11-12, behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contend with you, again, talking to Israel about nations around them, those who contend with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. And Ephesians 3:6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, a promise of clinging to Israel. The reason why we fly the Israeli flag in our main room here. Let's talk about the Middle East there. Nobody has ever been able to broker a peace settlement. And we've not heard in the news that that has happened, but it did. Now, will that last? No. We know the scriptures are very clear to say that it will not last, but it's happened. If nothing else, the one thing that we can all say is that this non-politician has given ownership of the government back to the people. And I want you to know today, I believe this with all of my heart, that is about to change. Because I believe that, as we will see over the next couple of weeks, is that you and I cannot and do not understand what is good for us as a people. That's what they believe. And I do not have the time to share it all. I've already taken way too much time already. And this message isn't about Donald J. Trump. I brought these things up to bring out the point that he did all of this and he was hated so much. How does that happen? Why did some of you hate him so much? Even to the effect of belittling the office of the president on social media or even between yourselves. I get that he wasn't a politician. I get that he bucked the system, but that was good. I get that he was arrogant and self-centered. That's his person. That's his personality. He's a millionaire, but he sure did care about our country while he was in. And he kept every promise that he made to me and why I voted for him 4 years ago. Everything he said he would do, he did. I wasn't blind to what he was going to do. He's crass. He twittered too much. But again, in his defense, he was never able to share freely on the media. He would have never gotten a fair shake. And I love how he handled them and how he shut the daily news reports down. How about his family? They never got a fair shake. Melania was probably the most beautiful first lady that we've had since Jackie O. And there was never a report on her that was favorable. And I think that's ridiculous. We've already had at least two fashion statements on our new vice president. Listen, if nothing else, I'm saying all of this to make a point. So he wasn't your guy. So you didn't like his style. So you didn't like his lifestyle. That's fine. We have a right for that. But he was our president for the last 4 years, and as Americans and believers, we have to admit, beyond what the news reports say, he did some great things. And now I look at this that I've just spoken about, and it speaks to me some very powerful, scary things, if I were to fear men, which I'm not. Scary things for me, my beliefs, scary things for my beliefs, scary things for my faith, and I believe that includes you as well, brothers and sisters. As I already stated, and I will make sure I do that this year, I will not belittle the position and the authority of the President of the United States. I do need to share some concerns today and next week about what is in operation behind this president, because I don't even think that he understands what is taking place and that he has become a pawn in it. Well, Pastor, how do you know that you cannot have unity with what he is proposing? To which I would say, if you need to ask that question as a Bible reading, conservative, following believer of Jesus Christ, then you do not know anything about what you have just voted for or against. Can I show you something today? If you were listening to the liberal media, this is what they said this past Wednesday would look like. Can we show video one? That is Washington, D.C., and it is after the presidential inauguration, just like they told us it would be this past Wednesday. But wait, and let me show you the whole screen with the date and the
burning
sound.
Burning cars and smashed window.
Go ahead. With the date and the sound of when it was recorded.
Burning cars and smashed windows. A small group of protesters dressed in black, their faces covered, armed with hammers and bricks.
The anger reaching a boiling point in the nation's capital after President Trump took the oath of office. Police in riot gear facing off against the protesters just 6 blocks from the inaugural parade.
Things turned violent here downtown.
That wasn't President Joe Biden's inauguration. That was President Donald J. Trump's inauguration 4 years ago. Then who were those people? They probably weren't Trump supporters. Let me show you a picture of 4 days ago during the Biden inauguration, because that was going to be so bad. Can we show these pictures one at a time? Nice crowd, waiting for the president to be inaugurated. There's our troops. It looks like they were really needed. Look at the people climbing the fences to do destruction to the city of D.C. Look at that. Nothing to do but talk in the middle of the streets, because nobody's throwing firebombs through windows and attacking people. But that's okay, because they had to remove Donald Trump from the Oval Office, because that's what the news was telling me was going to happen. Oh, that's not what happened? He went on his own? He wasn't even there? Listen, neither would I have been there if I had been treated like I had been he had been for the last 4 years. And do you know what he said as he boarded Marine One? It was awful. He said, "It's been an honor." Then why did we need 24,000 National Guard troops in the Capitol? Who, if you were listening to the real news, then you know that those National Guardsmen and women were totally respected and disrespected in Washington. And both the governors of Texas and the governors of Iowa both said that they would never send the National Guard there again. They were given no place to sleep after the inauguration. They were thrown out into a parking garage with cars operating and fumes and people passing them, until the former president, Donald Trump, paid for them, all 5,000 of them, to go and stay in his hotel there. Wow. If I sound mad, church, I am. And this is what I want to develop through this message of why I don't feel like there can be unity. A couple of weeks ago, hundreds of thousands of people, patriots, Trump supporters, people like me and people like you, showed up in Washington, D.C. If I could have gotten out of work and I didn't have COVID, I would have been there. Not a couple of thousand like the news reported to you. There were hundreds of thousands. Why is that important? Because from that rally, tens of thousands of people who believe like me, who believe like some of you, marched to the Capitol building as they had the right to do to protest. From those thousands of peaceful protesters, about 3,000, now the news media will say 20,000, but I've seen the pictures, it is not 20,000. About 3,000 stormed the Capitol. Can I tell you that they aren't people like me? And that they don't represent my views, and that they don't represent a majority of the people who went to Washington, D.C. And you know what we're all called because of those 3,000? We are all called terrorists. We weren't burning the city. We weren't jumping on cars. We weren't pushing over trash cans in the streets. In fact, I've been to a few protests in Washington with like-minded people like these. And you know what? We left the city cleaner than when we got there. I was there with my son, Chris, many, many years ago for Restore the Honor. 800,000 people. Now, the news said there were 1,000 people there. Well, there were 800,000 people there. They went over with helicopters and counted. And you know what? Every trash can was overfilled. You know what people did? They took their own trash bags and put the trash in it and sat it next to the trash cans. Have you ever seen the middle of Washington after some of the other protests take place? And we're called terrorists. Now, as of January 7th, here is the count of charges against these terrorists. Now, I know it's gone up. I couldn't find that report. And let me say that I do not agree with these people, or nor do I liken myself and the hundreds of thousands who were there to them. But here are the convictions of that time. Curfew violation, 64. Unlawful entry, 37. Carrying a pistol without a license, 6. Possession of unregistered ammunition, 5. Possession of a large capacity ammunition feeding device. They might have been from New Jersey. 4. Assault on a police officer. 3. Defacing property. 2. Possess prohibited weapons. 2. Crossing police line. 1. Intoxication. 1. Possession of a firearm on Capitol grounds. 1. Riot act or a felony. 1. Resisting arrest. 1. Unregistered firearm. 1. Failure to appear. 1. Now that was the 7th. And as of the 18th, which was the last report that I could find online, there are over 200 cases pending and 100 arrests, and I hope they get them all. But seriously, the National Guard? Seriously, terrorists? I think there could have been more arrests made from the protesters on January 2017, but you can't call them terrorists. And have we forgotten just 6 months ago when Black Lives Matters and Antifa were storming our cities and burning them down and jumping on cars and setting police cars on fire? They took over 7 blocks of one of our major cities for what, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months? That's terrorism. And they would not say it. And that's where the National Guard should have been called. And they would not do it. And when President Trump wanted to do that, the governors and the mayors revolted and said that he was overreacting and he was being a dictator. Do you know, I just found this out yesterday, Nancy Pelosi told the national security agent that was in charge of the inauguration that she wanted men to have tripod machine guns set up for the inauguration to control the crowd. Do you know what those guns do? They mow people down. Do you know where those guns are found? North Korea and China, not in America. This is factual, you can read about it. And I don't know what will happen to her, probably nothing, but she overstepped. Terrorism. You can't call them terrorists because they're protesting, we were told. Throw firebombs through windows, burning police cars, beating up the police. They're not terrorists, they're protesting. And our president, Mr. Biden, would not speak out against it. Mrs. Harris encouraged them, and I believe backed them, though I probably will never be able to prove it, but she said enough during the time that those things were taking place. And you and I, conservatives, believers in Jesus Christ, are terrorists. Because 200 people have cases against them, and they storm the Capitol building, which is wrong. I listened to the whole speech of President Trump that day. I was home with COVID. I listened to him live. He did say to protest. He did say go to the Capitol. He did say to take the nation back. And he did say it. He said this also, do it peaceably. Those of you who were there, and I know some of you were there, I would have been right there with you. Those of you who were there, you went to make a statement and you were right in what you did to protest, and I applaud you, and I would have been there with you if I didn't have the COVID disease. But because 3,000 out of about 300,000 went crazy, you today are labeled a terrorist. And the National Guard, 24,000 more troops than we have in Afghanistan and Iran right now, were called to Washington, D.C. because you are dangerous, and even our cities and states were on lockdown because of you. And then we have a president who says, let's have unity. Let's come together. President Biden, I would love to. I'm in. I want to. That's my heart's desire. I bleed for this country. And I don't have time to go into it today. I'm going to close here and I'll pick it up next week. But when the socialist organizations like BLM and Antifa and every other group can burn our cities down, and I'm the terrorist, and I'm the one who's dangerous because I believe in what Jesus Christ said, I can see the writing on the wall. Are we still on? Okay. Praise God. There's going to come a time in 3 or 4 months where you're not going to be able to do this. You won't be on Facebook, and you won't be on YouTube. It's coming quickly. I won't be able to preach the gospel. It's coming quickly. Why? Because they don't want unity with me. Right now, you know what they're talking about doing with me? They're talking about retraining my brain. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about concentration camps for conservatives and believers in Christ and followers of Trump. Because they're evil and they'll never fit into our way and accept. And so we need to retrain them. You don't believe that? Do your own search. That's what they're saying. Deprogramming, thank you for that. That's what they're saying. I don't need to be deprogrammed. I can see life clearer than they see it. I know what's coming. I know the one who's over it all. And I know the answer for America. And it's found right here. But this isn't allowed in our courts. I thought we had an in. We put three Superior Court judges in. That's going to be wiped out. We put 300 federal judges in. That's going to be wiped out. And I'm speaking to you today labeled a terrorist. I don't know what to tell you, church. My heart's broken. I'm going to go through the rest of this message and talk to you about what developed mainly during the Obama his thing, and how Hillary Clinton was supposed to carry that on, but she couldn't make it. And so we had a man come in for 4 years that messed that up. We would be communist today. We would be socialist today. But he messed it up because he won. A man who got 73 million votes this year, and I'm not going into the voting. I believe my way, you'd never agree with it because the news would never be honest with you about it. That's just something I'm going to have to chalk up and say, wow, that really ticks me off. But I just want to bring to your attention. I want to bring to your attention. If you're still in line with us, if you haven't shut us off, thank you. I'm going to speak the truth. I can speak the truth. I'm not going to talk bad about our president. I'm not going to put him down. But there's something behind him. There's a force that's been coming to America since the 70s that was planned by the USSR, the Russians. And I'm going to show you some of that. I don't have all the details. And it's not conspiracy. You can search these things yourself. I'm not connected to the far right news. I'm definitely not listening to the far left news. But I have found some things that are true. And I have found some things that you could check yourself. And whether you believe them or not, find it for yourself and see what I'm saying. And then if I'm a total bozo, then never listen to me again. But I have a sense that I have a heart tuned in by the Spirit of God into something that is coming against our country. I don't think it's President Joe Biden. I don't think he totally understands it. I think his speech was something that he believes. But I don't believe that they'll ever let him do it. I don't know. Can we pray for our country today? Listen, if none of these things come to pass, then Pastor Ken spoke a really crazy message. Probably should have been on some sci-fi channel somewhere. But if some of these things come to pass, and many of the things that I've spoken to you in previous years have come to pass, then perhaps Pastor Ken, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, has heard something and is tuned into something and just wants to enlighten you to it, to say, church, beware. Watch. Be cautious. What do I really believe? I believe Jesus is coming back. I don't know. God says in the scriptures that the men that are over us and the women that are over us are put in by his hand. I don't know. And I'm fighting with God with that right now, but I have to say, okay, God, then so be it. This time is that serious that this is where we're at as a nation, then I get it. I love America. I love you. And I just don't want you to be lost in this never-ending liberal media bombardment of lies. Just want you to know the truth, because the truth is what sets people free. I don't want you to feel bad if you voted for President Joe and you voted against Trump. I don't want you to feel bad if you voted for Trump. I don't want you to feel bad if you went to Washington. I applaud you. We need to speak our voice. But how much longer are we going to have that right when they're talking about having machine guns on pedestals set up to mow us down because we're terrorists? But it's okay. If a group of protesters takes over 7 city blocks in Portland for 4 months, it's okay. Something's wrong. I want unity. I want to see America come together. I just don't know that's what it wants, because it would take me to say, you know what, okay, let me tell you what I bring to the table. I bring this. Do you know transgenders are wrong? It's a sin just like somebody who gossips or somebody who gambles or somebody who steals or somebody who thieves. We're all in the church together. Would transgenders be allowed in this church? They most certainly would. But ladies, if you're born a lady, I don't care what the doctors have done to you, you're going to the ladies' room. And men, if you're born a man, and I don't care what the doctors have done to you, you're going to the men's room. And that might hurt you. That's okay. We're all going to have to be hurt if we're going to be in unity. And one of the first thing on the desk that was signed was in federal buildings. No matter what you were born with, no matter what's between your legs today, you can choose to go to whatever locker room or whatever bathroom that you want to go to. And I have a say. And the next thing was, President Trump signed the 1766 that said we have to, I'll go into this next week, I don't have time. But this was important. I hope I had the dates right. I might have the wrong dates. But 1776, which said that in our schools we have to teach about American history, that America is a good nation. And then America did some good things. Yes, she was flawed, but she did some good things. Second or third or fourth on the president's desk on Wednesday, that was now taken out of our schools and put back in schools, was 16-something, which means now our history teachers have to teach America is a bad nation because of racism and because of slavery. She could never do anything good, and our students are supposed to know that we are terrible people. That's wrong. That's not true. It's the way it's going, church. I don't know that this message is going to make a difference. I just want 80 or 90 people, 100 people who watch us to say, wow, maybe Pastor Ken is onto something. Maybe I need to be a little more alert to what's taking place around me. Because I guarantee you, when the Nazis were taking the Jews, do you know what the church in Germany did? They closed their windows and they sang louder because they didn't want to know what was happening outside their doors. That is the truth. I don't want to be that church. We're not going to close the windows. And we're not going to close the doors. And if there are injustices to African Americans, then we're going to be a part of restoring that. If there are injustices to believers, then we're going to be a part in speaking to that. If there are injustices to conservatives, to people who really believe, like Jesus said, that America should be free, like our founding fathers believed, then you know what? There's something to protesting. There's something to saying, we have a right. Don't mow us down with bullets. We're not terrorists. We're people who have a right to speak what's on our hearts, just as you have a right. That's what I believe. I'm not saying you have to believe like me. But if you're listening to me, you do. Let's pray. Father, I don't have the answers. And maybe today I just projected one side, God. And that was because I have to build something up. I was hoping to finish this. I was hoping to be done with it. But God, it's going to go on another week because, God, there are so many things that we need to be alerted to. It wasn't President Obama. It wasn't Hillary Clinton. They were pawns in this bigger thing than them. But they had bought into it and they had believed it. And God, you sent us 4 years. We're not saying we have to like the man. We're not saying he's a Christian man. We're not saying he's even a good man. What I'm saying is you gave us 4 years of break so that the church could awaken, and we didn't awaken. And all we did is go against this man and just hate him and just be vile against him because that's all we knew. And we didn't even take the wake-up calls that we were given. God, help us, because I don't know how we get through this. And I think a lot of Americans are going to be surprised when some of these rights that I've been talking about are swept away from us in a very short time. And we're going to say, duh, how did that happen? Wake us up, Lord. You said to be vigilant, because the enemy was coming to devour and to destroy. God, I pray for America. I pray for the believers. I pray for the conservatives. I'm not saying right or left. I'm not saying Democrat or Republicans. God, the Republican Party is just as bad. They're in this, God. But God, those real patriot conservatives that say, no, no, we are not going to take this. We believe that there's a better way. We believe the Ten Commandments. We believe the heart of God for our nation. God, help us. Because these next 4 years are going to be a battle for the church. And I don't know that we're ready. And I don't know that we're going to fight. And I don't know what's going to happen, Lord. But I believe that you have a plan. Amen.